just dream that? Did I really see that? Were you really there with me? Or what did we just feel? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. How can I know that? How can we always see that? Could we really go back there? Is it with us everywhere? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. Whenever you smile at me, the sun in me is freed then from all the past, from pain, from hurt, from any more words. Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham.
Once a monkey came to Buddha and the monkey said, I want to become Buddha. The Buddha said, I have never heard that any monkey has ever become Buddha till now. But the monkey said, I am not an ordinary monkey. A very powerful monkey. And Buddha said, what can you do? What are your powers? And the monkey said, I can jump around. I can cross long distances. I can reach the very end of this world. Buddha said, can you show me that? He said, yes, I can. Buddha opens his palm and tells that monkey, come and sit on my palm. And now jump from here and start your journey and reach the place where the world ends. The monkey starts jumping and jumping and jumping. Days, weeks, months and years. The monkey keeps jumping and jumping and jumping because the monkey wants to reach the very end of the world. And at last, he comes to the place where the world ends. And he sees five pillars there. And looking at the pillars, he feels happy that ultimately I have reached the end of the world. This is where the world ends. And after this, there is no world. But he thinks, if I go just like that, who will believe me? His monkey. So his monkey mind hatches a plan. He pisses off at that place and then starts coming back. And Buddha says to him, tell me what happened. He opens the eyes. He says, I have reached the very end of the world and I have come back. Buddha says, you never went anywhere. You were just sitting here only on my palm. And Buddha's hand are stinking. Those five pillars were the five fingers. And the monkey was sleeping on his hand, dreaming, thinking that he has reached the end of the world. So everything was going on in the mind. Ours is also the monkey mind. Thinking, dreaming, living in the world of dreams, illusions, delusions, hallucinations. We are not going anywhere. We are just spending our time in dreams. Sitting and dreaming. Sitting and dreaming. If somebody asks, what are you doing? Nothing. Just killing time. And we have forgotten that. Time is life. To kill time is to kill life. And we are spending our time in so many non-essential things. Non-essential things. The only time, best investation of time is meditation. Rather than wasting time in so many frivolous things, all those trivial matters, if we could engage ourselves more and more into meditation, witnessing, understanding, rather than wasting so much time in digesting and eliminating food, wasting so much time in worthless, senseless chatting and talking. If we wake up to the call of time, this call of time, everyone must hear. The life is getting spent in dreams, illusions, delusions, hallucinations, worthless affairs, achieving nothing. So Baba wants us to get up, to wake up from this slumber, from this chronic stage of lassitude, and start moving into the new direction. This is the Avyakta message of 5th July 2010. The trans messenger is reaching the subtle world, informing Baba about the things happening in this corporeal world. And there is exchange of drishti. Kuch samay ke baad Baba bole. And Baba spoke, bachi, baap dada dekh rahe hai ki har ek bachche ki lagan yahi hai ki ab kuch karke dikhana hai. Do something now. Lekin seva par jate drid sankalp sadharan sankalp ho jata hai. You step out into the service field and the determined thought gets converted into ordinary, commonplace thought. Kyunki wahan ke vatavaran ke prabhav mein aa jate hai. Because you come under the influence of that atmosphere. Lekin Baba yahi chahte hai ki yahan ka vatavaran wahan seva sthan par dale jo aane walo par bhi wah prabhav pade. Aur charo aur phaile. But Baba wants that the same effect, the same atmosphere you carry there, and this new environment creates a strong impact on the souls coming there. Jitna yaha bal bharte utna hi vaha vayumandal banaye. और सब आत्माओं को, साथियों को भी अनुभव कराए। बाप जानते हैं कि बातें तो सामने आएगी, लेकिन बाप का साथ है तो क्या बड़ी बात है। अपना बाप से किया हुआ वायदा पूरा करके दिखाना इस निश्चय को और ही मजबूत करते जाए। ऐसा सो देयर सिस्टर्स हु हैव कम, सीनियर सिस्टर्स इन फ्रंट ऑफ बाबा, एंड बाबा इज टेलिंग देम, इफ द फादर इज विथ यू देयर इज नथिंग टू वरी। बाबा इज बिगर देन एनी प्रॉब्लम ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड। He is the greatest problem solver and answer finder. God is the greatest problem solver. You have troubleshooting in the laptops. He is the greatest troubleshooter. So do something. Already you have wasted so much time dreaming like that monkey and thinking you have reached the end of the world. And the monkey mind is filled with the ego that I am very powerful, I am not an ordinary monkey. And everyone thinks that I am not ordinary, I am very powerful. That's good, but it is carrying a shade of ego. So do something. Stop wasting time. Identify time killers and energy drainers. What are my energy drainers? We need energy. Rather, we need extra energy for meditation. Meditation is the foundation of this Brahmin life. We need energy for everything. But if we are engaged in time killers and energy drainers, we will not have enough extra energy to carry out extra work. The task is big. The time is less. The darkness is stark. The destination is far away. The path is full of obstacles. And if somebody is dreaming, how will he reach the destination? Time management is kingdom management. If you can manage time of confluence age, you will become adept in managing kingdom. How much dexterous you are here in time management will decide your dexterity of kingdom management. So Baba says, do something. So for doing something, something creative, something extraordinary, something which has never been done by anybody, something which has never been thought by anybody, something new, novel, extremely newfangled, extremely creative, you need energy. For creating a new piece of art, for creating a new music, new painting, new picture, for new tune, new song, you need energy. The task of spirituality is the task of energy cultivation, energy conservation. Don't fritter away this energy. You have to become the great reservoir of energy. Stop all the leakages of energy. All those places where there is a breach, patch them up. So for excellent time management, you need many things. First, plan. Plan your day. Don't jump headlong into the day. plan. Second, always have a watch and keep watching at the watch. What's the time? What I have to do now? Keep a calendar in your room and you can mark on the calendar itself. Today is this date. Create time buffer between two tasks. Have some buffer. Practice time boxing. Time boxing is to create a timetable. 6 to 5, 5 to 6 I'll do this, 6 to 7 I'll do this, 7 to 8 I'll do this, 8 to 9 this, 9 to 10 this, 10 to 12. Whatever you do, create time boxing. And in that time boxing, have some time buffer. In between, some free time. Like food, 12 to 1. Now immediately don't start another, 1 to 2. Give some time in between. Maybe 10-15 minutes here and there. That's time buffering. Sixth, block out all the distractions. When you study, keep all distractions away. When you meditate, keep all distractions away. When you read, just read. When you study, study as if you are studying for the exam. Postpone the less important things. Prioritize. It is known as prioritized. You have four things to do today. Now you have to decide which is the most important thing. You have to meet somebody. But that meeting somebody, if it is not very important, delegate it. So prioritization is very important. What is the most important thing today which I have to do? Which is the priority today? Meditation is the priority. Health is the priority. Seva is the priority. My stage is the priority. These are the priorities. Relationship is the priority. If somebody asks you which is the most important thing in the chronological order in Brahmin life, then what is it? Chronological order. The most important thing is your sthiti, stage. The next important thing is relationship. The third most important thing is seva. The fourth most important thing is health. The fifth most important thing is things, objects. The sixth most important thing is money. This can be a chronological order and it goes on. The topmost is the stage. The next one is, how is my relationship? If relationships are disturbed, there's nothing. The third is most important thing is seva, because without seva, Brahmin life is nothing. And the fourth, health. Without health, there is no spirituality, or spirituality becomes very difficult. Even when you have healthy body, it is so difficult to remember, to become bodiless. When you get sick, it's all the more difficult, because the body pulls you all the more. The pain in the body doesn't allow you. Next, things. We need things, we need objects, we need facilities, we need external things. They are also important. Money, definitely that is important. But if you see, that's sixth in the priority. So, one of the principles of time management is to prioritize. Next, eighth, delegate the responsibilities. Don't think that I alone will do everything. I have to do this, I have to do this. Always divide your work into, distribute your work into the team. The teamwork is very important. You have heard the story of turtle and rabbit. Who wins? So, once a rabbit and turtle start the journey. So, rabbit thinks I am far away. Let me have some rest. And the turtle wins. But the story doesn't end there. Let's go ahead. The rabbit thinks it was because of my mistake. So he gives the next challenge to the turtle. Let's again race. This time he doesn't sleep. And this time he is the winner. But then the turtle thinks, first time I won. Now I lost. Let me devise a new trick. So he gives the next challenge, third time race. Let's have a new race. But the track would be chosen by me. And he chose a track where there was a river in between. So this time, the turtle again was the winner. Because the rabbit could not cross the river. But by the time, these two have become friends now. After running together so many times. So the fourth race happens. And in the fourth race, they say, we will not work as a competitors, but as a team. So, the rabbit carries the turtle very fast till the river. When the river comes, the turtle carries the rabbit. And they both are the winner. That is the extended version of the Aesop's parable. That's a Aesop's story. Aesop is very famous. Just in India, we have Panchatantra. In the Western world, Aesop's stories are very famous parables. So teamwork. Don't think that I will do everything alone. Distribute. Give chance to others. So this is how you manage time. And there's so many other things associated with. Keep a calendar. Have an organizer. Or notebook. Or keep notes. You can download organizer. App. So many things. Identify all the energy drainers and stop. Spend more time in reading creative things, Murli's, motivational things. Reading is such a beautiful thing. Rather than wasting time in chit-chatting and other things, spend time in exercise. Spend time, more and more time in meditation. Spend time in learning soft skills, new skills, in upgrading your own intellectual capacity, spiritual acumen. So, Baba says, do something. Time is life. Killing time is killing life. Identify all those things which are time killers. Time is very important. Every moment, every second is so important. Om Shanti.